Hi, this is Dan Rockmore. In a minute, join me for a slice of pie.
It's 8:25. Math guy Dan Rockmore went to the movies recently. Here's his report.
It's finally happened. A number is a movie star. Sure, numbers have figured prominently in movies before, but previously, it's always been more about what a number represented than the number itself. 2001, 1984, these were just names for years. 10 was a description of Bo Derek, and 7 counted the number of deadly crimes which we were about to see. But in the recent movie Pi, the number Pi is really the star. You have to admit, Pi has star quality. To begin with, it has an exotic Greek name. And when we refer to Pi in writing, we use a delicate and mysterious symbol. Also, Pi is already famous to people around the world, recognized since 2000 BC as the ratio of the circumference of a circle to its diameter. Take any circle and measure the distance around, that's the circumference, and then compare this to the diameter, which is the distance across when you go through the center. You need a little more than 3 diameters in order to get the circumference, and the exact number you need is pi. And this is true for every circle. What exactly is pi? I wish I could tell you, but like many famous movie stars, pi is temperamental. Pi is an irrational number. The decimal expansion of pi is full of surprises. If pi were rational, or in other words, a fraction, we would either get an expansion that stopped somewhere, like 3.14, or one that eventually repeated, like 3.14141414, and so on. But instead, the list of digits that we get seems almost whimsical. There's no telling what will come next. That's irrational for you. Mysterious and unpredictable, but as common as a circle, the number pi teases us. It's easy to find, but hard to know. Pi is celebrity material, ready-made for the movies. In the movie Pi, our newest numerical star plays the object of devotion of one Max Cohen, a young mathematical genius and loner who is obsessed with uncovering the secret of the decimal expansion of pi. Eventually, Max's research pays off and he discovers a 216-digit number which encodes the secret of pi. This number is the key to predicting the behavior of the stock market and also provides a secret code for a strange cult of number-obsessed ultra-Orthodox Jews to find a path to God. The film moves between Max's pursuit of the number and various people's pursuit of Max. As a mathematician, there were many things I liked about the movie. The idea that mathematicians, like any good scientists, are looking for simple descriptions or patterns to describe seemingly complicated phenomena. There are implied ideas from the subject of chaos theory that show that it is possible for simple mathematical rules to generate models for very complicated-looking behavior, like the way that cigarette smoke swirls in the air or cream mixes into coffee. Unfortunately, these ideas are often overshadowed by the portrayal of Max's obsessive nature and reclusiveness, and in general, the usual mad scientist or crazy mathematician stereotype. Max can't help but see patterns in numbers everywhere. But as I like to point out, it's not only scientists who see the world through the eye of their profession. I know businessmen who see everything as a deal, and coaches who see everything in life as a game. It wouldn't surprise me one bit to hear that my auto mechanic views the world as a complicated but finely tuned machine, although movies about crazed mechanics seem to be in short supply. The movie's juxtaposition of science and religion revives interesting debates about the psychology of discovery. Ever since ancient Greece, people have worried that too much knowledge, or some kinds of knowledge, can be dangerous. I won't ruin Pi's ending to tell you how this myth gets replayed here. So on the whole, I thought the movie was excellent, a startling debut for the number Pi, which undoubtedly will open up Hollywood's doors to numbers everywhere. But I wonder, who will Pi be taking to the Academy Awards? The square root of 2? From Hanover, New Hampshire, this is Dan Rockmore.
Dan Rockmore is a professor of mathematics and computer science at Dartmouth College. He spoke to us from our studio in Norwich.